It's a long story now, but so when I was in Italy, I was dating a lady, she was from Hong Kong, and after I had an injury at my end of my time in the UK, so I was back in Europe, in Paris, for 9 months, and I was really tired of Europe at the time. I couldn't play for 9 months, so I had time to think. And one time I went on YouTube and I saw a highlight of Edenman, you know? It was before he got to NBA, it was like a famous highlight. I saw the CD for the first time. Wow. The sound is cool, the floor is colorful, everything is cool. And then I have some interest to go to travel and to Asia, you know. And so my ex was from Hong Kong, so she helped me to get into a summer league, a summer basketball league in Hong Kong. And I did tell him Israel this. Now when I met him, I told him that Israel is why I came to China, because I liked him. He was very surprised.
What did he say?
He was surprised. He was surprised that, you know, like a foreigner, so he liked and decided to come to China. So he was very happy and surprised.
Right. What was it like when you made the decision? I mean, you've never been to China before. Must be a bold decision.
No, yes, it is bold, but you know, me, I'm somebody who, I don't like to have regrets. I don't mind if things fail. And I come from basketball, you know, that's why I like basketball, because basketball teaches a mindset for life, not just on the court. And I always wanted to, if I have something in mind, I don't want to live with regret in 5 years. This is why when I was 19, I had an opportunity to UK. I went to UK. I was on like, I don't know nobody, but I tried, you know? So even if I were even further back, when I was 16, before Europeans to go to NBA, they had to go through university before, back in the days. You couldn't go through, it was very rare to go from Europe to NBA. So when I was 15 years old, I wanted to go to ASU so much. You know, yeah. In high school, playing university. And I remember I was 15 or 16 years old. As my mom took me two camps, and I went to USA. I don't speak English, you know. But I'm not afraid. I prefer to try. And then if he fell, I'm not trying. So I was not afraid to come to China. I mean, it was just another adventure of mine, you know. And it was bold, but you know, it's okay. I was right.
Well, 16 years. Did you think at that time we could stay in China for 16 years?
No. You know, actually, when I came here, I gave myself 1 year. And then it is 2 years, and then 3, 4, 5. You know, you always find something to keep you going, you know? And then when you look back, you have 16 years. It's probably 16 years next month, yeah.